Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have Andy Hunneke, Director of Leasing and Trade Credit at AgStar Financial Services. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, this is part two of a two-part series about farmland prices. And Andy, last week you talked about the fact that you kind of got to keep a steady head on your shoulders when it comes to reacting to what is a marketplace that is going to change over time. I'm curious to know if there are any bellwether things that you look for as you see land prices fluctuate. Are there things that make you particularly nervous or not?
The challenge of working through as land prices increase is not overreacting to the positivity. A lot of our clients' balance sheets, you know, their land on their balance sheet is valued at, you know, a conservative figure. You know, they maybe bought it many, many years ago, so we put it on their balance sheet very conservatively. We don't go and raise it, say, hey, they're the neighbor's farm sold for $8,000. We're going to put all your land on your balance sheet at $8,000 an acre, because that's really overinflating what's on there. So we've really worked with our clients to make sure they have conservative values on there and not overstating it. So when we go through this correction that everyone knew we were going to go through, we don't have to, so to speak, correct their balance sheets downward. So we feel really good about where people are, that their balance sheets reflect realistic values. Sure, there could maybe be some people that maybe didn't do it that way, and it could affect it, but there's a lot of good equity out in this agricultural segment, and we feel pretty confident that that shouldn't be an issue.
Going back to the piece on the bubble and you know, sort of should land prices rise, what would cause that? I mean, is there a lot of speculation out there on farmland going on, or what?
What would cause a bubble in agriculture is if all of a sudden you have a lot more sellers than you have buyers. That's what always creates a bubble. And if you look at right now, that's not the case. There's still plenty of, I guess we call dry powder out within the agricultural sector. There's still a lot more buyers than there are sellers. And I think that'll continue. Really, you'd have to have a sustained long period of down prices in the grain sector and the animal livestock sector for it to even get to the where that could be an issue. And if you look at outside investment, there's still a lot of outside investors who still think land is a good return on investment. So it would take a drastic shift for us to ever get to that point.
Well, I appreciate your insight on this, Andy. Andy Hunneke is Director of Leasing and Trade Credit at AgStar Financial Services. Thanks for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.